Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boomshika. As you can see, my black eye is getting a little bit worse, but that means it's getting better, so no need to worry. It's just a random side effect of something that happened. I hope that you're doing amazing, as I said, and if you guys are interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Patreon link. The link is in the description below, or you can give me a one-off donation at ko-fi.com/boomshika. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about a question that a viewer asked me, and I'm going to read the question first because it's a little bit detailed. And then I'm going to speak about it. So basically what she says is, thank you for your videos. They're very informative, really helpful to learn more about the INFJ personality. I was wondering if you've ever made a video about INFJs and their questions. We ask others a lot of questions since we are always trying to truly know what a person is all about. Some of the questions might be deep, and sometimes people tend to think that we're nosy, or they even feel offended because our questions are deep. I'm not sure if deep questions intimidate others because they're simply not used to it, or they're hiding something because our questions can be raw. I like the question itself. I think it's a great question to ask. I think a lot of us as younger INFJs, when we first started asking a lot of questions, we started feeling confused because a lot of people would take our questions in a negative stride. Instead of being like, yeah, sure, I'm going to answer your question, as you know, we expect them to, a lot of them would get offended, as the viewer said, or they would get upset by our questions, or they would, you know, start insulting us and saying, you know, why are you being so nosy? Why do you care so much? Why do you ask so many questions? Stop asking so many questions. Go and read something or go do something else, kind of thing, right? Now, of course, with our parents, I get it. You know, we do, I'm sure I asked them so many questions that they were completely annoyed by me. And so that makes sense. But that's obviously just our curiosity as not only as INFJs, but as children. Children just love asking questions because they're genuinely curious about everything in the world and they're learning about the world. I think that's something that we lose as adults in general, but I think INFJs tend to keep that sense of wonder and curiosity within them. And that's the reason, I think, one of the reasons why INFJs are a little bit different from the rest of the personality types, because even as adults, we tend to keep that, you know, sense of wonder, and therefore we still pretty much act like children when we are even adults, right? Not in a negative way. I think it's a positive thing. I think I'd rather be a person who keeps that sense of wonder and that sense of curiosity about the world rather than lose it and become cynical and bitter or jaded, which happens to a lot of people. And, you know, they just forget that we live in a world filled with miracles and just beauty in general. And there's so much going on, and whoever created this world has created it with such intricate details and so much care. And there's so much creativity in there. I mean, if you just look at the number of different kinds of butterflies or the number of different kinds of species, the number of different kinds of fishes or bugs or insects, whatever they might be, like there's so much diversity. It's as if, you know, the creator, whoever he is, just, you know, got a crayon and just started like randomly making things and be like, all right, you know, so this is a species, and okay, cool, this is another species, and this is another one, and things like that, you know. And so that's how I imagine it happening, you know, a childlike creator sitting there with a crayon or a box of crayons and just making random things and being like, all right, yeah, that's an elephant. I like that. I'm going to put that on Earth. Or that's giraffe. I'm going to make his neck really, really, really long. And that's going to be fun for him and for everyone else who looks at him. And that's going to be on Earth now. So, you know, I just think of it that way. And I love the idea of the creator having that sense of wonder and childlikeness to him or her. Because I don't think anyone who did not have a sense of wonder about the world could have created this world in its intricacies and its beauty and its diversity. But as I said, you know, a lot of us as adults, and I understand it's a difficult world to live in sometimes, you know, you're busy with your work and you're busy with making money and really proving to the world that you're a good, productive member of society. And so you forget that, you know, you live in this magnificent world and you become jaded, or you forget about holding on to that sense of wonder, that sense of childlike curiosity. But in my opinion, no matter what or how people perceive you and your curiosity and your tendency to ask questions, I think you should genuinely hold on to that trait as if you're fighting for your life, because you will notice, and you know, I'm a little bit older probably than a lot of you INFJs who are watching, but I do notice that even despite the fact that I'm an INFJ and despite the fact that I love asking questions and I'm curious about the world, I can very easily slip into a mode of jadedness or cynicism, because I'm surrounded by that. You know, I'm surrounded by people who are like, well, yeah, you know, it's just another day, another dollar, or things like that. And I just really despise sayings like that, because they really just kind of remove all of that beauty from the world and just make it down to, oh, I'm just here to make money and prove myself to the world somehow, which is not what we're here really to do, at least in my opinion. And so don't forget that there's a reason why INFJs ask questions. Now, of course, we ask questions because we're curious about people, and about the world more so. But yes, we ask questions to people because we're curious about them. We want to know, you know, what makes you tick, what makes you dance, what makes you happy, what makes you cry, things like that. It's just so fascinating to us. Human beings in general fascinate us because we just are fascinated by how many different kinds of reactions there are, right? Like, I mean, I might ask one person, oh, what makes you cry? And they'll be like, oh, when a baby cries around me, I cry as well. Or you might ask another person, they might be like, well, when my stock market goes down or something like that, that's when I cry. And so obviously there's so many different kinds of people, so many different kinds of reactions, so many different kinds of answers. And so all of that stuff fascinates us. But also, and I think I've done a video on this in the past where I feel like we use questions as a way of culling people out. So, you know, we'll ask questions to people. Some people will just be called out instantaneously. They'll be like, I'm not going to answer that question. And so, boom, that's done. You know, we're not going to be friends with that person. Because if you can't just answer a simple question, then you're not going to be my friend. But also, what is your answer? And using those answers, we call people in or into our circle or out of our circle. So if you answer the question in a way where we're like, yeah, you know, that's so fascinating, I'm so excited that you said that, then we are going to be like, all right, cool, I think I can build a friendship with this individual. Whereas, you know, some other person might be like, well, you know, I don't know if I really like this answer that this person gave me. Maybe we're not meant to be friends. Okay. And so obviously there's a lot of different reasons for questioning, and there's a lot of reasons why we ask questions. And if you are interested in being friends with your INFJ, remember that questions is one of the ways that they use to connect to you and to connect to people in general. We don't know very many ways to connect with people. We're not good at connecting with people. We seem like we're very good at it, but we're not. And so one of the main ways that we use in order to connect with people is by asking genuine questions, questions that we really want to know the answers to. We're not just asking questions willy-nilly. We've actually crafted these questions specifically to you so we can learn more about you and then hopefully grow our friendship, our relationship into the future. So please do take care with the questions that we put forth towards you. They're not just random questions. They're important questions to us. And they hopefully you will, you know, give them the attention and the care that they deserve so that our relationship with you can keep on growing in the future and we can become better friends or better partners or better whatever it might be. And so I really love questions. Questions are my way of learning more about the world, about the people around me, about myself. I ask myself a lot of questions all the time to learn more about myself or to learn more about how I think about the world. Because even now, I'm still learning about myself. Even now, I'm like, I don't know who I am. All right. I hope this makes sense. I hope I was able to answer your question, whoever asked this question. And if you have any more questions on this particular subject or any other subject, please comment below and I shall do a video on it. If you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link, kofi.com/boomshika. And I shall see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.